Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Welcome back. Bobby with you all the way till 1 o'clock today. Now, is owning a Tesla aligning yourself with all things MAGA? If you don't buy one, does that make you a red? Regardless of all, though, in business terms, what might a drop in sales mean to the company? I'm delighted to be joined by Adrian Weckler from the Irish Independent. Good morning to you, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, Bobby. Thanks.
Now, when and where did this calamitous fall in sales start?
It started a few months back with the more intense that Elon Musk, the company's CEO and biggest shareholder, got involved with Donald Trump, the more consumer sentiment started to soften on Tesla cars. So you've seen that in a most extreme way, probably in Europe, in countries like Germany and Scandinavia. In Germany, Tesla sales are down 76% compared to the same time last year. It's something similar in Scandinavia. It's a little bit less of a fall in countries like France. The only countries in Europe where Tesla sales are marginally up are actually, ironically, Ireland and the UK, but they're only very marginally up. Overall, sales are collapsing of Tesla around the world. Its share price has taken a major hit as a result. And that's where these questions over the company's future and also the political questions that you raise, whether buying a new one means that you're aligning yourself effectively with MAGA, Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's interesting here to separate, you know, the brand and the CEO, because they do become one and the same. They do become fused. But like, if you didn't like Toto Wolff, you wouldn't buy a Merc. But people don't feel as strongly about that. It's because that Musk is such a divisive figure.
It's true. And he's also so indivisible with the brand. Most people have no idea who Toto Wolff is and probably didn't at the time as well. You could say the same for Henry Ford.
Yeah.
For, you know, of whom allegations of, you know, anti-Semitism and other issues arose. That was a different era. Right now, Elon Musk is in our faces 24/7 on all news channels, all social media platforms. And he has specifically said that buying a Tesla is a show of support for his political agenda. So has Donald Trump, obviously, 10 days ago in the White House, where he, you know, had a few Teslas on the lawn and said, you should buy one of these to support the work that we're doing. Yeah. You had the Commerce Secretary 2 days ago, Howard Lutnick, in the States, saying, buy Tesla, because, essentially it's the same message. What they're saying, and you know what is probably likely to tank sales in Europe further, particularly the closer you get to the Russian border, is, you know, buying a Tesla is a symbol of what you stand for. And that a few years ago, that used to be the green agenda. It used to be sustainability, transfer to electric driving. Now it means something else.
And Trump's support for this could have, in fact, Adrian, made the situation worse. Because he said not buying one amounted to an illegal and collusive boycott by radical leftists. Like, imagine saying that.
Not buying a car, is illegal, and not advertising, on X is illegal. I mean, you're absolutely right. And I suppose the gamble here that they're taking is they're appealing to their own MAGA base to buy a Tesla. Now, that is a gamble because it's sort of traditionally that particular base has a very scant view of electric cars in general. Trump himself, up till 6 months ago, was saying that EVs were a scam. He's saying that you'd run out of juice halfway to your destination. And that particular MAGA fan base or political base are probably more known for their V8 engines, their Ford F-250s, petrol, diesel. They're not typically fans of electric. So will they actually convert to electric, go the full way? Some of the Fox News hosts have said they will. Sean Hannity said he had bought one. Trump claims that he has bought one. You've seen a few of that going on, but I don't know if that's enough to replace the huge numbers of probably mostly progressive liberal types who would have bought EVs in the States.
Adrian, what about the fact that Musk only owns 13% of the shares? So what about, the other 67% of shareholders. Yeah. They must be going berserk here.
So you've got, yeah, you've made your shareholders like BlackRock and Vanguard. Okay, these are giant kind of corporations. Now, at the moment, none of them, or very few of them, are willing to put their head above the parapet and say, we have a serious problem here with politics interrupting our commercial interests. Because, as we've seen, if you stand up and you say something about Musk, you risk the ire of Trump's entire machine going against you, and they would have other fish to fry as well. There was one shareholder, Ross Gerber, who did put his head above the parapet and said that Musk should leave the company, but that's kind of a rare thing.
I see also that State Street and Morgan Stanley have significant shareholdings.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't forget, Tesla is a major, major, major company. Like, in terms of market value and a marketplace. So even after the shares have fallen, you know, 40% over the last 2.5 months, it's still a $700 billion company.
That puts
it in play. Like, if you compare it to the other car companies, you take Ford, Volkswagen, General Motors, Toyota, they all sell way more cars than Tesla. Tesla's worth more than all four of them combined. It's 100 times earnings, which is a bizarre ratio. But the bet there from, you know, from State Street and Vanguard and BlackRock, the bet is that is Elon Musk, that Elon Musk will deliver something extraordinary, that he's going to pull robo-taxis out of the bag, and that it'll be the next trillion, you know, $10 trillion company. So far, there's little sign of that happening.
What about some of the talk around the Model Y being needing upgrading, that they were just a bit tired and they weren't innovating as much as they should be? Can any of that be attributed to this fall?
Yes, it can. And it is a fair point to say that the Model Y, which was, by the way, the best-selling car in the world last year. I mean, Tesla does sell, is a successful car sales company for the cars that it does sell. That particular model is being transitioned. There's a new model coming in, just been launched in China. It's going to hit other countries now over the next few months. And typically when that happens with a Tesla, people stop buying the old model. So you could fairly attribute a softening of sales overall to partially to that factor. The difficulty with that analysis, though, is that Tesla's Model 3, which you see quite a lot of in Ireland, those sales have also fallen. And that's a recently renewed model. So it looks like there's no, you know, much cheaper model coming. There was supposed to be a Model 2, perhaps. And then the other big one, as I mentioned, is this idea of, you know, autonomous taxis, robo-taxis that Musk has promised for June this year in Texas. And there really isn't any sign of them coming.
We forget sometimes, don't we, Adrian, that this business is actually around over 20 years. Like the Model S we first got in 2012, I think it had a 250-mile range. So, like, there's huge competition now on the market. The Chinese have really upped their game, you know, so there are other factors at play here.
There are. The Chinese are the strongest at the moment. So BYD, which I'm sure many listeners will have seen their cars on the roads, and taxis are starting to buy them en masse as well. They are very advanced now. They've got very advanced battery technology. In Ireland last year, the best-selling electric car was the Volkswagen ID.4. So you've got a Kia, Hyundai, Volkswagen, BYD. You've even got the likes of Ford with the Ford Capri. So the rest of the car market has caught up significantly with Tesla, and in some cases is exceeding it in technology, in battery technology, which means that if you want to go electric, you no longer have to buy a Tesla. So, you know, it all adds up to a very, very difficult next year or two for Tesla.
And finally then, do you see a decoupling of Musk from the brand? Do you see a separation that, or do you think they will remain to be one and the same regardless of what happens?
They have to be, regardless of what happens, because it's impossible to imagine Tesla without Musk. And to give him his due, he has largely built that company from almost nothing. And he joined in 2004, didn't create the company, but joined it in 2004. And he has built it. It has been his energy and his innovation that has built it into the company it is now. So you have to give him his due on that. There's no way that he could step aside from Tesla. If he did, I think the shares would actually collapse further, because despite all of the grief and all of the hubbub that we're talking about, there's still a huge portion of the market that believes that Elon Musk is fundamentally an innovator and fundamentally will keep coming up with the goods.
Yeah, well, you heard it here, folks. Adrian Weckler, tech correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thanks as always for joining us, Adrian.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.